Let's go, boys. Here's the little lady we've all been waiting for. Maestro, if you please.
Myself when I'm with there's somebody else. I'd have been drunk about an hour ago, but that bartender just too darn slow.
I'm gonna get you when I get home.
My sweet woman's gonna break my bone. Get my kicks from the city lights. She gets kicks going lefts and rights, but I face the blues. I
like the booze. I buzz on my own booze. Cause I like the booze. I like the booze. I like the booze. I've even been known to have a drink or two at the time.
Hey! and the fight lashes. But honestly, I just had so much on. You literally wouldn't believe it, I was gonna fight flashes. I was gonna. But I looked over at Jenny, and I don't think Jenny was fighting fascism, so I didn't either. I was gonna fight fascism.
It was too late. have no tears for fascists as they terrorize all of us. All of us. All of us. All of us.
We'll be right back.
station, WFMU, is fantastic. Be sure to stay tuned, for coming up next, we have Austin Rich with Dime Store Radio Theater. I believe that's the name. It's been a while, so pardon my memory. You just heard Trash Classic by Frankie and the Witch Fingers, Tuxedo Moon with No Tears, Playboy Man Baby with You Can Be a Fascist Too, Soccer 96 with What I Was Gonna Be, Fight Fascism, and Blockhead by Diva.
We'll be right back.
that roll out ranked choice voting. It would greatly change our democracy. Thank you for listening. This is not Barno, quite obviously. I am Mr. Moistache, filling in while Barno is ill. We hope you get better soon, buddy. And thank you for letting me grace Sheena's again. Be sure to stay tuned for after this. Austin Rich will be coming up next. And the show Dime Store. I want to make sure I'm getting this right. Let me look here. Jeez, this is terrible radio, isn't it?
What is this?
This is my synthesizer setup.
please feel free to email volunteer Mr. Moustache and the Menagerie, filling in for Barno. Hope you feel better soon, buddy. You just heard Craig Payton with Be Thankful for What You Got. We had Klaus Johann Grob with Disco Gedanken, Fuse with Three, Ghost Tower with, oh wait, Panic in the Isles of Splendor. We had Motric with King of Tonga, and we started it with Frankie and the Witch Fingers with Trash Classic.
Official policy that we do not support the actions of any presidents, The staff here are always keen to take a day off whenever possible, and seemed more enthusiastic about their presidents this year than in the past. Regardless, we wouldn't want to interrupt your holiday shopping or the incredible President's Day deals that you are waiting for right now. But we do want to offer a pair of movies on the radio celebrated in our holiday and date style. First, it's an episode of the Lux Radio Theater, with a show from this very day in 1942. The story is called Blossoms in the Dust. Warning. The story of Blossoms in the Dust contains some very real hardships that might be difficult for some listeners to hear. If suicide, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a child, or homeless children in general are a little too much for you to handle, we might suggest that you skip this particular Lux Radio Theater story. We'll be back in an hour with another story from the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Thank you.
Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon in Blossoms in the Dust with Felix Breshart. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Every city and town in America has its unsung heroes and heroines, men and women who have devoted their lives to an ideal. They've worked without hope of wealth, without thought of glory. Their only reward, the satisfaction of a job worth doing and well done. Such a woman is the heroine of Blossoms in the Dust. Her ideal is a better world for the homeless children of today and tomorrow. And if you imagine that finding homes for babies is not a thrilling subject for a motion picture or radio play, believe me, you're wrong. Because the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture stirred the hearts of audiences all over the country. Both the picture and Greer Garson's performance in it have been nominated for Academy Awards this year. And incidentally, the two stars who played Blossoms in the Dust on the screen, Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon, are currently making another picture together, Mrs. Minifer. So we borrowed them from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer sound stages for this drama of one woman's fight for other women's children. And remember as you listen that this is the story of a real woman who is living and working today. The first duty of any theater is to please its public. And that's just as true of this national theater that Lux Flakes has made possible as it was true of the theater in China 40 centuries ago, the theater in Greece 25 centuries ago, or the theater of Shakespeare a little more than 3 centuries ago. As a matter of fact, if the audience doesn't like the play, the actors are wasting their time. Now the first act of Blossoms in the Dust, starring Greer Garson as Edna and Walter Pidgeon as Sam, with Felix Breshart as Dr. Breslau. The Cayley House in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is aglow with the lights of 100 lanterns. The year is 1895, and the occasion is the engagement party of the two Cayley girls, Edna and Charlotte. There's to be a double wedding soon, which makes the evening doubly exciting. Upstairs in their room, amid a clutter of hat boxes, ribbons, and paper wrappings, the girls are dressing feverishly. Hilda, the maid, is trying desperately to fix Charlotte's hair.
You'll have to sit still, Miss Charlotte.
Yes, Hilda. Edna, are you ready?
I will be. Charlotte, tell me something. Do I look like a hussy?
Edna, what on earth do you mean?
But do I? Do I look like the sort of girl men insult? Because I've been insulted.
Why, Edna Cayley, when?
Well, this afternoon I went to the bank to cash a check. And the cashier, my dear, the cashier of that bank.
What on earth did he do?
He looked at me.
Oh, but you can't blame him for a thing like that.
He looked at me and smiled. And then I took off my gloves and he saw my ring, Damon's ring. And what do you think he had the effrontery to say? He said,
If that's an engagement ring, young lady, you'd better get rid of it right quick.
Oh, no.
Right quick. Must be a Westerner.
I was never so outraged in my life.
Well, what on earth did you say?
Well, I don't know what possessed me, but I asked him why. And he said... Oh.
What did he say, darling?
He said, because you're going to marry me.
He didn't.
How perfectly thrilling.
Thrilling. I was absolutely furious.
Well, what did you do? Did you slap him or anything?
No, I just picked up the money and walked straight out of the bank. But I'm going to tell Father. I'm going to see that that impudent cashier is discharged tomorrow.
Was he good looking?
Oh, wasn't anywhere near as handsome as Damon.
Miss Edna, are you ready for your dress?
Yes, Hilda. Well, stand up then. Here's your new bustle. Ain't it a daisy?
Oh, it's lovely.
I think we're both awfully lucky, Edna. Just think. In 2 weeks, we'll be married. Mrs. Damon McPherson and Mrs. Alan Keith. Oh, I can't believe it somehow if it weren't for my ring. Oh, Edna, I'm so terribly happy and so terribly grateful.
Grateful? Why, Charlotte?
For all your darling parents have done for me.
Oh, Charlotte, dear, you mustn't.
I was such a baby when I came here to live. I don't even remember my own mother and father. But you've let me share yours. And I love you for it. I always will.
But think how happy you've made us. And we'll never be separated, really.